Time to talk some women's hoops. Split at home against the SoCal schools this past weekend. Got a dandy to start the road trip coming up on Friday. Heat is the head coach. You can follow along on Twitter. Use the handle at GoDucksKG. Welcome in Kelly Graves. Coach, a most happy 2021 to you and yours. How we doing this week?
Well, thank you, Steve. Yeah, doing fine. Doing fine. Just sitting here watching some Stanford tape as we speak.
You know, the big news from last week, Rob Mullins and yourself and all your people, you got the contract extension through the end of the decade. And when you consider, you know, the hopes you had when you left Gonzaga to come here, what does this deal mean for you, your family, and just this ongoing relationship your program has developed with this community?
Well, it means a lot. I mean, I'm a bad poker player. I let everybody know that I love Oregon and I never wanted to leave. So, you know, I didn't have any leverage in terms of that. But no, I love it here, buddy. I just do. I love everything about, you know, the university, the community, our administration. You know, Mike Schill is a fan of our programs, and I'm a huge fan of his. So, you know, I thank him and Rob and Lisa Peterson. You know, for putting this together, and I'm glad to be here for you know, what could be the duration of my my career, big guy. I mean, I'm not that young.
Yeah, well, that takes us to the end of the decade, and it seems like it just started. So, you know, congratulations, by the way. I wanted to
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, and I look forward to, you know, bothering you a lot more. So
count me in.
All right.
Let's get to UCLA from a basic standpoint. You know, when you think about, you were 31-2 last year, you won their first eight this year. I mean, since you guys lost to Baylor in the Final Four, you've lost just three games. You know, do you reach a point where losing just becomes unfamiliar, and maybe you learn a little more about your players and selves when you deal with the rare defeat?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not a proponent per se of you know, losing is better than winning, because you learn something. I think you can learn from winning too. Sometimes a loss, though, it just kind of humbles you, puts you in your place, and it does teach you lessons. And you know, we've got lessons to learn. There's no question. This is a new team, and it hurts, though. It hurts, buddy. It's been a while. It's been 27 games in a row. I'd kind of forgotten what the feeling was like. But, you know, I'm glad our team was really disappointed. We kind of gave one away, so to speak. I mean, they're a good team. They earned it. UCLA earned it. But, you know, it's a game that we just had some opportunities, not only late, but, you know, throughout the game, just one possession here, one possession there. And when you're playing good teams, top 10 teams, every possession matters. And, but I was proud of our fight. I mean, we came back twice from double digit deficits and then had a chance to win it at the end. So, hey, now comes what you're talking about. Hopefully we learn from it.
Yeah, those two circumstances, though, being down double digits, you know, last year with all your experience, you would have expected, having navigated through that for 2, 3, 4 years as a Duck. But those rallies were, in a lot of ways, led by your newbies. So
yeah.
While it's their first taste of defeat at the collegiate level, I think I mentioned this to you, that you found a way to win against Washington State, and you could refer back to that. But I'll tell you one thing, I referred to you watching the game with my wife as the Oregon Vampires, because, man, you got to put a stake through your heart to beat you guys. So, I mean, let's face it, there's losing, then there's losing. You were down Sedona and Chavez. And like I said, you mentioned it, the resolve that's shown there, especially from the newer players, has got to be something you could refer to.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. When we watched film yesterday as a team, you know, I said, I don't know if I've ever been so disappointed and so encouraged, because there were a ton of just little things that are correctable, and, you know, missed layups, a missed lockout, you know, whatever the case may be throughout the game that could have been the difference. And but like you said, we just kept coming back, and I think that shows some real character. And now we just, I think the lesson that we have to learn, and listen, we got Stanford, you know, this week. That's our next game. So hopefully we've learned it. But this team hasn't won a Pac-12 championship. That was the other teams. And but the thing is, they have to live with, you know, what we left behind. Everybody wants to beat us. So we have to come with, I think, more urgency right from the get-go. And I don't think we had that in this last game. But that's a young team. You know, I think we missed Taylor Chavez because she's that toughness that we needed in a game like this. And, you know, and let's face it, I think UCLA had every advantage. You know, they've been playing eight players, and they only have one newcomer. So, you know, they have synergy. They've played together for a while, and it's a top-10 team. We haven't. We're still trying to figure it out. We play a ton of different combinations. Plus, they didn't have to play Friday night. You know, with eight players, a game Friday night at Oregon State, you know, maybe they don't have the same kind of energy or focus on Sunday. So I'm proud of us, but that being said, we don't want to lose. So we got to get back up on the horse, man.
We're talking with Kelly Graves. I just want to follow up with two players. I mean, we saw Sedona tweak an ankle in the Washington State win. She didn't play last weekend. What's her availability, and, you know, what do you lose when she's not in there?
Well, you lose just a player that's a difficult matchup for everybody, and she can blend in with any group that we play. If we want to go big, small, it doesn't matter. Because she's so skilled. We need her. I mean, we need her ultimately, but we need her also healthy. And, you know, so I don't know what her, you know, she's more than likely not playing this weekend, but I think we see in our sights when she's going to be back. And Taylor Chavez did get back in town yesterday. She's got a quarantine, so she will be back for this weekend.
Oh, okay. That was the next question I was going to ask, because I've told you before, she's one of my all-time faves, and I'm not just talking about women's basketball players. She's one of my all-time favorite Ducks, just the tenacity she brings.
Yeah, that's nice to know. I'll make sure she knows that.
Actually, I think I told her. She was on my show earlier this spring.
Okay. There you go. You're a bad poker player, too.
Well, when it comes to being nice, actually, at the poker table, I could be pretty steely. So just in case comes
okay.
up.
Okay. All right.
All right,
buddy.
Talk with Coach Graves, Ducks and Stanford, Friday morning. Down in Palo Alto. One of your freshmen, Angela Dugalich, for those who don't know, I mean, the resume, McDonald's All-American, Illinois Player of the Year. And I get the bar around here for how a freshman plays and conduct themselves is pretty high. But safe to say that was her best game as a Duck. And she really does carry herself like more of a vet.
She does. And I think our fans got to see a glimpse of why we're so excited about her. You know, she hasn't shot it well yet. She's still trying to find her way through. But I think that was a breakout game for her. And she scored four times on Onion Wedding, and that's no small task. And, you know, she had nine rebounds in each game this weekend. So I think we're really starting to see her grow with some confidence, and she's got a big-time game inside and out. So, and we need her. We need her to continue to progress just like the rest of them. But I'm really happy for her that she has now some success, you know. And her numbers that she's putting up per minute played, it's incredible, actually.
Yeah, she's one of those I'll put in the joy to watch her work column. Couple of final thoughts. Certainly a staple of this team, your teams, has been the offense, spread the floor, give up a good shot for a better one, efficiency. But, you know, those comebacks on Sunday, and the fact that that was the first time anybody even scored 70 points on you this year, you know, with the roster turnover and the youth, how are you and your staff feeling about, you know, maybe where the defense is right now entering the new calendar year?
Well, it comes and goes. You know, it's been inconsistent. And I think you're going to get that with young teams. I mean, against USC, first half, we gave up 19 points. We were really on point defensively. Second half, they scored 50. It was 50-50 in the second half. Now, the fans, you know, basketball people would have loved to watch that game, but we can't have that kind of inconsistency. And then it showed its ugly head a little bit in UCLA. But then we hunkered down and played good stretches of defense. So we just got to be more consistent on that side of the ball. And I think offensively, even though we put up 92 on USC, I don't think we were super sharp, and that continued. You know, we weren't ready for the pressure that we saw against UCLA, and I think we didn't handle it as well as maybe we should. But we don't have practice guys. We don't, and we ourselves don't really pressure defensively, so it's hard to simulate that. And, you know, and I think we just struggled because of it for a little bit.
Lastly, you know, nothing like testing the ability to bounce back than to face the number one team in the country on the road. And I think most of us knew that watching Stanford last year, they were going to be a monster this year. I think just two of Tara's top nine are seniors. So this team is not only loaded, Coach, but safe to say it's been a great rivalry. It's about to get turned up a lot hotter.
Oh, no question. I think we're both going to be around for a while and playing at high levels. You know, they're number one. It's not just a number. They're legitimately the best team in the country right now. They truly are. They have just so many weapons. And now they have experience. And let's face it, we got them three times pretty good last year. So they have a little bit of a, you know, a hunger, you know, to take us down. So this is going to be a great learning experience for our kids. Hey, this is what it takes to play at this high level. And the reason all our players came to Oregon is they want a chance to win a national championship. Well, then we have to have that same kind of mentality each and every day, and certainly on game days. So, yeah, you know, the good thing is it's only Tara Vandeveer. You know, she's only won like 8 million games. So, it's, yeah, and by the way, I was going to tell you, the game is actually in Santa Cruz because Santa Clara County is still not allowing. So I give Stanford a lot of credit. They've been living out of a suitcase, you know, for the last month and a half, whenever that order came down. So, yeah, the game will actually be at the Warriors G League team facility in Santa Cruz.
All right, well, that's a new wrinkle, not to mention it's going to be a morning game to kick off all of our weekends. Obviously, we'll have the game with TJ on our other station. And, folks, he is the head coach. You can keep up on Twitter using the handle at GoDucksKG. Coach, it's going to be a heck of a trip. Always appreciate your time. A belated Happy New Year. You and your team, be well, travel safe, good luck, and as always, look forward to catching up next week.
Well, thanks, Steve, to all of that. It's always a pleasure being on. And then one last question before you. You just said Happy New Year, and thank you, and Happy New Year to you and all your family and fans. But at what point do we stop saying that, big guy? I that's a real question, I swear to God.
I actually, you know, it's funny. I was on with the guys in Portland today on Rip City TV and radio, and we made kind of the deal is when you speak to someone or see them the first time inside the first week, it's okay. But as of next week, it's off limits.
Okay. All right. Done deal. Well, Happy New Year then, big guy. For the last time.
You got it, Coach. Have a good one.
All right.
Take it.
See you, Steve.